Sayyidina Abu Qilaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu has related, I came across a man who was saying repeatedly, what a pity, I'm destined to hell. I approached the man. Upon reaching him, I was terribly surprised to see that both of his hands and his feet has been severed and he was blind. He was lying flat on his front on the ground, repeating the same sentence over and over again. What a pity, I'm destined to hell. I asked him, oh man, why and for what reason are you saying so? When he heard me, he replied, oh person, do not ask about me. I'm from those ill-fated people who had entered the home of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in order to assassinate him. When I reached near Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu with my sword, his respectable wife radiallahu ta'ala anha began to shout at me, filled with anger. I slapped the honorable lady radiallahu ta'ala anha. Seeing this, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu made the following dua to put a curse upon me. May Allah Azza wa Jal cut off both your hands and both your feet, make you blind and throw you into the hell. O person, as I saw the furious expression on the face of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu and heard his cursing upon me, I began to tremble from head to toe and fled from there in panic. Until now, I have suffered with 3 out of the 4 parts of the curse that Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu put up on me. You can see that both of my hands and feet have been severed and I have become blind too. Alas, now the 4th part of his curse is yet to befail me. That means being thrown into the hell. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.